It's time to find out what the heck is going around downtown. So many events. Summer's over. Summer isn't over until September 22nd, but you know what I mean. And Kevin McDougal from 5K Events is here. Before we get to the new events, how was the summer?
The summer's been amazing. We're coming to the end of it, like you were saying. We've got a few events left to round out the season. And it's been really amazing for us down at Festival Hall and Festival Park. My knees and my feet and my back are testament to all that. A lot of time on the feet this summer, but just a string of amazing events. So, including the Racine Concert Band, which we got to see you every Sunday night.
You were there every Sunday night.
Yeah,
sitting there watching the band because you had to make sure everything went well.
Yeah, made sure they had everything they needed, and just generally be the kind of the face of the the face of the venue.
And you had to coordinate, too, because you had Latin Fest going on.
Yeah, that day was chaotic.
And then you had another thing going on, the Smoke on the Water thing going on at the other end.
Yeah.
You had two concerts. Then you had the concert band. Everything had to stop and start at the exact moment.
Yeah, it was pretty much, it was a lot of juggling of times and getting bands in and out, but that's what we do.
Whoa, I couldn't deal with it. If I heard one sound from somebody who's going to be playing, shut that off. I'll break that guitar if you don't do it.
Well, what's amazing about Festival Park is you can have multiple stages going at the same time and not have a cross section of the sound. It's by design. So it's really makes the park very flexible and very attractive to hold multiple events on one day.
And what a great setting, too.
It is. You can't beat it.
I mean, you got the lake right there, so beautiful.
Yeah, some days I just sit out there and have lunch and look at the harbor and go, I'm pretty lucky to be able to hang out here.
I'm glad I'm not in San Antonio, Texas right now, where it's 104 degrees.
Yeah, that would not be good.
Okay, let's talk about what's coming up here. The next one, and we've been giving tickets away, family four packs, is Bippity Boppity Bacon Fest. This is coming up on the 5th and 6th, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. We open at 4 o'clock on Friday, partnering with our friends at the Racine Journal-Times to put this together. And, just 2 days of everything bacon and some great music, a couple Racine bands, as well as some great bands from outside the market. But Friday night, we open the music at 4:30 with one of my favorite local bands, Full Flavor. And then the headliner is a 70s disco tribute out of Chicago called the Shagadelics. So bring your platform shoes and your polyester and shake your groove thing. And then Saturday is Runaway Train, a great classic rock band from right here in Racine. And then our headliner is Easy FM, which is a yacht rock tribute from Kenosha. So really looking forward to that full lineup, and the weather's going to be spectacular. Serving up bacon. A lot of these bacon fests, you really can't get bacon. It's bacon infused things, but we have an option where you can just buy a boat full of bacon. So we're looking forward to that. And then we've got sampling of some great whiskey from Bubba's Still Whiskey, some great flavored whiskeys, and some cocktails oriented around that. So it's tremendous, and we're really looking forward to it to kind of wind down our festival season.
And if people didn't hear it earlier, and you want to know everything you want to know about bacon.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turned it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon!
That says it all, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Bippity boppity bacon fest. So do you know any of the menu items at Bacon Fest off the top of your head?
Yeah, we sure do. We've got, our friends from Lee's Deli will be there. Of course, everybody knows them on on Washington Avenue. They'll be adding bacon to some of their sandwiches, I'm sure. Roland Smoke, 262 Barbecue, putting infusing some barbecue with their pulled pork. And then we've got just Festival Park. Our menu is going to be the Boat of Bacon. You can do, I would do a bacon-wrapped hot dog with cheese.
Ooh. Bacon. Ooh, wait, don't blow over that.
Yeah, so lots of pork.
A bacon. The poor pigs that had to give it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so a bacon-wrapped hot dog with cheese.
Cheese, yeah.
So that sounds like Angioplasty City right after
that. It is. The local cardiologists, we're going to keep them in business.
They have a booth set up there.
And thanks to our friends at Jones Dairy Farm out in Fort Atkinson as our bacon sponsor. So they're providing us with all their amazing products. And, we're excited. It's going to be a good thing.
Whoa. Yeah.
And bacon-infused popcorn, so we're doing that.
Now, how do they do that?
You pop it up and you put some bacon seasoning on it and then zhuzh it up a little
fairy
bit.
Fairy dust?
And, exactly, fairy dust.
Fairy dust of the food industry.
Yeah, so come out and get your bacon on with us on Friday and Saturday.
And it's going to be beautiful weather, too. Sunny both days, highs in the 60s. Actually, sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
The high in the mid-60s.
It's going to be tremendous. And Perfect. You get tickets at festivalpark.com. Go to the events page, and $10 at the gate, or you can get $10 ticket online, or $15 for the whole weekend. So, and tickets are available at the gate. So avoid those convenience fees and buy it at the gate if you like.
I don't eat when I'm on the air, but if I had a bacon-wrapped hot dog with cheese on it now, I think I might.
Yeah, and I'm fussy about how I like my bacon served. I don't like it like incinerated crispy, and I know a lot of people
do. I
like mine fatty and rare. And
I like it. Even when I don't like Spam per se, but I had it at the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota. And I like it burnt to a crisp. Same thing with onions. You're going to serve me onions. They have to be burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
So they served. I said, these things didn't even see a fire. Go back and burn them. Yeah, it's not good to have everything too burnt to a crisp, but I like it.
Takes the flavor out of it.
Let's talk about Stand Down, which is coming up September 13th.
Yeah, Stand Down is a great event. This is our second year for this. We're doing it with Racine County Veterans Outreach, and it is a day-long event that features veterans-oriented services. So you'll have a lot of, the veterans that come in, maybe they need help with job placement, resume construction, housing, help with their benefits, things of that nature. We also will have a lot of gear we're giving away because, unfortunately, some of these veterans might be homeless, so we're going to have a lot of supply of coats.
That, to me, is the saddest phrase. Homeless veterans.
It is. And I will say, since we took over at Festival Park, our company 5K Events, in conjunction with the City of Racine and the police department, have come a long way in mitigating some of the homelessness in downtown Racine and a lot of the local agencies. It's not near as prevalent as it used to be. I don't know if they're going other places, we're just not seeing them anymore, if they're getting the help and the shelter they need, but we certainly are not seeing as much as we did at one time in downtown Racine.
I always feel bad when I hear that phrase, homeless veterans.
Yeah.
Guys and women who lay their lives on the line, dodging bullets, and now they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, but fortunately, there are a lot of great organizations here in Racine, especially with Racine County Veterans Outreach, that can provide a lot of resources for these men and women that have served us and need our help. As a matter of fact, one of our staff members last year was a Vietnam-era veteran, and he got help with his benefits and got his benefits sorted out. So,
good.
So it's an amazing thing, but we've got a lot of items we've gotten from Amazon, personal care items, things like that that will be given away.
Good.
Hats, coats, boots, gloves, all that good stuff. So,
and I have never been in war, and so I don't know what it's like. I can't tell you I do, but to have to go through the carnage. I just saw a thing on Facebook the other day. It was a picture of a cemetery tombstone, and on it, it was a guy who passed away, but his tombstone said, "I would love forgiveness for the old woman who I killed in Vietnam on a raid."
Yeah.
And I said, "Please forgive me for that older woman.
Sure.
I hope her soul is in heaven."
Yeah, it's powerful.
This guy, for decades, it bothered him so much that that's his tombstone. His name isn't even on it.
Yeah.
It's just that message. Please forgive me for taking that woman's life.
Well, there's always a reminder that we have at Memorial Hall, which is another one of our venues that we manage in the foyer.
It's got the names of the wars on there.
All the Racine County war dead going back to the Civil War through the Vietnam War. And it's hundreds of Racine County residents that laid down their life in all these conflicts. So it's quite a sobering thing.
So this is the weekend after this one. It's called Stand Down.
The 13th.
It's September 13th.
And it's free to the public. Yeah. So just come on in and let us help you.
Well, you know, I get teary-eyed when I think about something like that.
Yeah.
My dad was a veteran.
Yeah.
And never talked about it much, but I have his three commendations. In World War II, he was in 4 years on the entire war. And on my wall at home, I have his laminated three commendations that he got from Forrestal, Secretary of the Navy, who now is an aircraft carrier. And it talks about there to Arthur Rosen, I think mechanic third class. He was a Navy flyer. He was a tail gunner. He said, for the saving of 800 lives on a U.S. ship. And I went to ask him, what was this about? He said, well, it was being attacked by Japanese planes, and we took down the planes that was attacked. They were attacking the ship. And
kamikaze attacks.
And those guys are alive today.
Yeah.
And he got two others. And my dad was 17 when he was in the
Navy
tail gunner.
Yeah.
And he said he never saw the people he killed because he was a tail gunner and, you know, you didn't see them. But he got two Distinguished Flying Cross medals. 17?
Yeah.
I mean, what was I doing? I was, you know, I was stage manager at high school when he was seven.
I was playing football and drinking too much in Texas.
Well, his mother signed him in the day after Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And that's when he went in on December 7th, right
that's
after.
Incredible.
December 8th, rather, right after Pearl Harbor. Anyway, so Stand Down, an important event, September 13th at Festival Hall and Festival Park. All right, we got another big one coming up, a little happier one, Festival of Trees, November 21st.
Yeah, Festival of Trees. A lot of your listeners may recall the initial incarnation of Festival Trees, which ran for years at Festival Hall, and it was an event that featured, you know, ornately decorated Christmas trees sponsored by local businesses and community organizations. And people are invited in to, you know, see the trees, but also, you know, put a raffle ticket in hopes of winning one of them and taking them home. And then the proceeds from that go to benefit local charities, the charities of the choices by the sponsors of the trees. And then in and amongst that, through November 21st through December 6th, are going to be a lot of different types of community events. You know, concerts, you know, Caledonia Conservancy has a wine tasting, all kinds of other, there's a breakfast with Santa. So a lot of great things that are happening. We are in need of sponsors for trees. We have a lot of trees left, and we just secured a great presenting sponsor on the event. The local Culver's franchisee will be joining us. Well, and we get the trees from Milliger's, so that's awesome. They're all pre-lit, so you can find out about the different ways that you can participate at festivalpark.com or reach out to me, Kevin, at festivalpark.com, and I'll get you sorted out.
Remember years ago, you had to find, you could either decorate it yourself or find an organization to do it for you.
Yes.
And we had a tree there.
Mm.
And I remember the first time walking in, I said, because we were broadcasting from there, and I said, oh, I hope it's a nice looking tree. Please let it be nice. I don't want a Snoopy tree or a Charlie Brown tree.
right.
That twig with a bent over thing. Yeah. Please. And it was beautiful.
Yeah. The trees and
people
turn out
bid
really
on
well.
Them. You got to bid on them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the companies are encouraged to decorate their trees, but they can reach out to us. We have volunteers that are happy to do it, or they can engage a local agency to do it for them.
So again, you could. That's what we did. We had I figured who we had to do it, but we did it for a couple of years. So anyway, a quick review. If you want to sponsor a tree and get your name with a card there, I guess, and everything, get your name.
Yeah,
on
you'd
card.
Be featured in all the collateral materials, you know, the website and things like that. But then there'd also be, you know, great designation of your tree as it appears. There's small trees, medium trees, large trees. You can do a wreath. You can donate a basket for raffle. So there's just a lot of great ways that you can participate. So, you know, go to festivalpark.com and go to the events page and find St. Nick's Festival of Trees and get the information there, or you can reach out to me, Kevin, at festivalpark.com, and I'll get you sorted out.
Well, quickly here, I didn't realize you have bingo every second Tuesday. Huh?
We do. We do that with the VFW Post, and we combine that with, you know, a different unique menu item, and that's at Memorial Hall. And
it's
that,
called Bingo and Bites.
Bingo and Bites.
And that's interesting.
Yeah, and then we're coming up toward the end of our free music in the concert series, Hot Harbor Nights. Tonight we have a great band from Western Racine County, the North Cape Express. And then we wind up next week on the 11th, the last night of the run, with my band, Past Midnight. So.
And you're doing this without any notes in front of you. I don't know how you do that. I can't even remember the call letters. I got to have it typed out in front of me, WRJA.
Yeah, yeah, no, I live this stuff. We're elbows deep in it, so it's ingrained in my brain.
So, bingo, did I hear right? $1.4 billion is the jackpot?
Yeah, I think that ticket was drawn this morning or yesterday.
No, nobody won.
No?
No.
Oh, wow.
Nobody won. It goes up again.
Yeah.
How, you know, it's, you only have to pick six numbers.
Yeah.
Six numbers. And they're selling millions and millions and millions of tickets.
Sure.
People can't pick six numbers. It doesn't make sense.
No. It's, yeah. But you think about all the, you know, infinite number of combinations that you could put those six numbers in.
And they
all
do, the way they do it is, it's not really six numbers. It's five numbers plus another number, which is from a different pot.
Okay.
And you got it.
You get the Powerball.
The Powerball is from another 50 numbers, and this one's from 36 numbers. Uh-huh. And whoever came up with this idea, genius, the
diabolical
way they did it. One of the comedians we have said, you know, with all the technology we've got now, we're still using ping pong balls to pick, to pick these winners. And he said, we can't improve upon ping pong balls after all these years.
What's the anticipation of that ball popping up and then spinning it around? And
do you remember how they rigged it in Pennsylvania? They made a movie about it with John Travolta.
No.
Yeah, John Travolta starred in the film. I forget what it was called. And the way they did it was they put clear nail polish on the balls they wanted to win, and it weighed them down a little bit.
Oh.
So all the other ones that didn't have the nail polish rose to the surface when they picked them out.
Okay.
And all the ones they wanted to win had no nail polish on them. I forget the movie was. John Travolta made it. I forget what it was. Anyway, so it was about the lottery scandal in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It wasn't the Powerball.
Yeah. There's a great movie I just watched on Amazon. It's called The Luckiest Man in the World, and it's about, people might remember from the mid-'80s, there was a guy that... game show Press Your Luck
on CBS. Yeah.
He had memorized the five patterns that the lights would go around the board on, and he won like $109,000.
Yes.
And you know, it wasn't cheating. He just had a whole lot of time on his hands and loved game shows. And but his backstory is really kind of sad and how he ended up. But yeah, check that out on Amazon. The Luckiest Man in the World, and Walton Goggins is in it, and David Strathairn's in it. So great cast. It's good stuff.
I'm trying to look up that movie with John Travolta here, and I thought it was called Lucky Numbers. Oh, it was Lucky Numbers.
Okay,
came out with John Travolta and Lisa Kudrow.
That sounds familiar.
The television weatherman scams a local lottery. Can't do that. It's very hard to do that today.
Yeah, but it's pretty locked down.
Yeah. I was going to say something, and now I forgot what it was. It was something brilliant. And I'm like,
of course it was.
The older I get, the more it goes in one ear out the other. Okay, quick review. We've got the Bacon Fest coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
At Festival Park. Let's do a quick review for people just waking up and saying, I smell bacon somewhere.
Yeah, you're certainly going to smell it from the festival site on Friday afternoon. But
Free smells, by the way, right?
Yeah, definitely free smells. Walk by the gate and you'll be drawn in. We open at 4 o'clock on Friday. Tickets are available at festivalpark.com on the events page or at the gate, $10 at the gate to $15 for both days. And, great music over the 2 days. Come on out and see the Shagadelics if you like 70s disco. And then Easy FM on Saturday for you Yacht Rock mavens.
Where did that term Yacht Rock come from?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's a great documentary on HBO. It's just called Yacht Rock. And it shows how the format originated, and it really originated from two bands, Steely Dan and Toto. So a lot of the music and a lot of the members that contributed to the tracks on all these records emanated from those two bands. And it's just kind of a genre that it's that easy late 70s, yeah, early 80s.
Where's the word yacht come from?
I don't know.
There?
Maybe just because of the attitude, you know, the California, Florida.
I wouldn't know. I've never been on a yacht before. So
no,
I don't.
Neither have I.
Been on a rowboat.
Yeah.
I've never been on a yacht.
Been on a real big boat.
Okay, so we've got the Stand Down coming on the 13th.
On the 13th, which is a great event, like we talked about, helping all the local veterans get sorted out with their benefits and housing and job creation and then some, you know, gear that they might need, personal care items and, you know, outerwear, things of that nature. So come on down for that.
And the Festival of Trees, which is coming up on the 21st. But if you want to sign up now and get some sponsorship of these trees, and it's going to be crowded because people love looking at trees at Christmas time.
It's going to be a great event. And Festival Hall will be filled with these gorgeous trees. You know, go to festivalpark.com and click on the events page and then find the St. Nick Festival of Trees
icon.
It's
like a 2-week event.
It is November 21st through December 6th, which is St. Nicholas Day. That's kind of what we're ending it on. And or you can reach out to me, Kevin McDougall, kevin@festivalpark.com.
Okay, so if people want to see this entire schedule, where do they go?
They can see it on festivalpark.com. On the events page, all the events that we've talked about are listed there, and then some that we haven't gotten to yet that we have Bark in the Park ending at the end of September, which is a pet-oriented event. So that's kind of our last outdoor event for the year. But we have a full schedule of indoor events, public and private, coming up in the off-season. So
keep those lights a-burning at Festival Park. Kevin McDougall from 5K Events, thank you.
Great, thanks, Don.
Great working with you this year with the Racine Concert Band.
Oh, thank you so much. We're looking forward to it next year.
Yeah, thank you very much.